Finally today, a modern-day gold rush on a beach in England. It seems someone buried 30 gold bars in the sand in the coastal town of Folkestone and then announced it to the public. Now people are out there digging for gold, which is worth some $16,000, and it's all meant to be part of a public art display. My BBC colleague Robin Gibson is on that windy beach in Folkestone. And Robin, did you bring a shovel to join in the hunt for the buried treasure?
Well, I think I must be mad. I'm the only person, I think, who hasn't got a shovel. We've got children down here with buckets and spades. We've got mums and dads with garden shovels. And then we've got people with headphones on and metal detectors. It's all happening down here. People have gone gold crazy for a little while, I think.
So how many people are we talking about?
Well, it's a few hundred at the moment. I mean, the news only broke this lunchtime. What happened was there's an art show in Folkestone down here on the south coast. And there's lots of kind of weird and wonderful installations. This Berlin artist, a man called Michael Salestoffer, had hidden all this gold in the beach. People come and dig for this gold. They find it. They're perfectly at liberty to take it all away. But the idea is that when they go, they leave all this scratched and dug beach. And that, to him, is the art.
So has anyone struck gold yet?
Well, as far as we know, they haven't. You know, people have been coming up to me and saying, do you know anything? You know, and they've all got sort of theories about where and how it might be buried. But there hasn't been that sort of pirate cry of gold go up anywhere.
Yeah, so how do they actually know it was ever buried? Did anybody see some man out there burying something in recent days?
Well, the story goes that they came out and buried it last night. Nobody remembers seeing anybody burying anything last night. But I have to say, you know, the organizers of this art exhibition are proper people. I can't believe they would entice all these hundreds of people down here for a hoax.
So who paid for all these gold bars?
Well, this is an art exhibition that goes on for several months. It's called the Folkestone Triennial. And it's run by a charity. And the object of the charity is to bring people into Folkestone. Folkestone itself is a rundown town. It's seen better days, should we say. And there are lots of efforts to bring new business, new ways of bringing people into the town, which once had ferries and fishing and that sort of thing. And now, of course, the big prize is to bring people down to the seaside and to enjoy themselves down here. But bringing art here has done that. Now, this charity puts up money for people to provide art exhibitions. So you could say that they might have paid an artist to spend £10,000 building a structure. But instead of that, this artist thought, no, the art is in the people digging and the human endeavor, if you like. And that's what I want to see. So it's an investment in art.
Well, Robin Gibson is with the BBC. He's in Folkestone, England right now, while hundreds of people dig for buried gold. Thanks, Robin.
Pleasure.